Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Min Dong. 102 days till March Madness begins.
102 days. Back with another episode. Good to be back. First 2 week episode in a while. And pretty good games these past couple of days. A lot to cover today. Obviously, as you know, the weekend should be fantastic. So no complaints except landscaping's outside once again, so if you hear them in the background, I do apologize, but they're kind of far away. I'm peeping through them in my window right now, but who knows what they'll do. But anyways, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's start off with the top 25 recap. We'll go over Wednesday's games. Number
you three. Want to Monday?
Is it Monday? Was it Monday?
We did an episode on Monday, or was it Tuesday?
We did it on Tuesday, man.
All right, well, you can cover Tuesday's games.
Let's go over Tuesday's games first. Well, obviously, Tennessee's up top because I have them pinned. But so, number 17, Tennessee. Oh. Yeah, of course, right? Of course, right?
Yeah, of course.
17, Tennessee, they defeat George Mason by 21. Kansas, number 2, Kansas, they defeat Kansas City by only 19. We expected a lot more. The Jimmy V Classic, this game was pretty good start to finish. Number 5, UConn versus number 9, UNC. And number 5, UConn took this game by 11, although it seemed way closer and way further at the same time than it was. Big East, Big 12 battle action. Number 6, Baylor defeats Seton Hall pretty convincingly, defeating them 78-60. Gonzaga kills Arkansas Pine Bluff by 40, just like we thought. The other side of the Jimmy V Classic, we had 20 Illinois versus 11 FAU. And Illinois looked like the top 10 team in that game. They beat them 98-89. BYU manhandles Evansville. Once again, they're undefeated. Oklahoma, is it time to call them legit? They defeat Providence by 21, 72-51. And we'll go over that after this slate of games. 23, Wisconsin goes on the road and defeats Michigan State 70-57. And obviously, the upset. Grand Canyon at home defeats number 25, San Diego State, 79-73. I looked on Twitter. This atmosphere was electric. And what are your thoughts on the Tuesday slate of games?
Yeah, very good slate Tuesday. Jimmy V Classic games did not disappoint. Illinois looked fantastic. Marcus Domask and Terrence Shannon Jr. both had 30. They combined for 63 points. They both went crazy. So shout out to Illinois, man. They looked really good. And this is a team that wasn't too great last year. And then a couple of years ago, you remember the Io Dosunmu, Kofi Coburn days, obviously. But they haven't really been good in a while. Not in a while. A couple of year or so off, but they're back to where we thought they would be, back at maybe playing for a top three seed. So shout out to Illinois. Very big win for them. UConn looked fantastic. Cam Spencer, really good game. 23 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists in the win. Yeah, UConn's legit, man. This is probably either them or Marquette favorites to win the Big East. So shout out to UConn. Baylor looks legit. Now 9-0 on the year. Ray J. Dennis, a very good game. The transfer from Toledo or Akron. I always mix. I'm pretty sure it's Toledo. Yeah. Toledo and Boise State. That's right. Had to double check myself. But, yeah, now I'm talking about Oklahoma. You were right. You thought they were fraudulent. I did too. But after this big win over Providence, I give them the benefit of the doubt. I think they are the legit team to watch out for. Now 8-0 on the year. And this is a team that could maybe compete in the Big 12. I mean, Kansas is obviously the front runner. But after that, the floor is wide open, I think. And Baylor's up there too. But after that, the floor is wide open. A couple of Big 12 teams had some very dominant wins. We'll talk about Iowa State momentarily. The team that caught my eye, Texas Tech, dealing with an injury. Now Devin Cambridge out for the year with a knee injury, which is very unfortunate for Texas Tech, but very crucial for the Big 12. So Oklahoma has a good shot here. Speaking of teams that have a good shot, Wisconsin, now 7-2 in the year. Michigan State is 4-4. Did you expect that 8 games through the year for Michigan State? I certainly didn't. They were ranked fourth in the preseason poll, the most losses in the first month of the year for a top for a top 25 team, I think, in a while. I saw a stat on that. But anyways, and then Grand Canyon, man, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. First ever win against a ranked opponent? I guess so. So shout out to Grand Canyon.
Long overdue. Long overdue.
Oh, yeah, long overdue indeed. But this team's really good. So shout out to Grand Canyon. Really happy that Ray Harrison decided to stay. He's an absolute beast for Grand Canyon. A couple other games for Tuesday I want to shout out. I want to shout out Princeton, man. Now 9-0. Xavier Lee. Keep that guy on your radar. 23-9-6. He has a chance to creep into the first round of the draft. I've seen TikToks about it. I've seen highlights on him. He looks legit. And give the Ivy League some love, man. Princeton's a legit team. Shout out to Princeton. Game of the day, probably Navy and George Washington, believe it or not. George Washington wins in overtime by 2. But, yeah, shout out to Merrimack. I know they lost by 20, but they were up at halftime against Florida. So shout out to them. And, oh, Kansas State-Villanova. What a game that was for the Big East, Big 12. Taylor Perry, huge snatchback three to take the lead. Wow, that was a fantastic game. K-State looks legit. And your boy Arthur Kaluma, very good game, 26-9 in the win for K-State. And I believe that is all we have for Tuesday slate. Oh, Indiana won as well. Shout out to Indiana winning over Michigan. Michigan is now 4-5 as well. So the Big Ten Michigan teams not looking too great. So, yeah, we'll move to Wednesday.
I want to go over a couple.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, speak.
Yeah, obviously you mentioned Toledo, you mentioned Akron, and there's big news out of MAC that just came out 15 minutes ago. Akron's Ali has been granted, or he won his appeal, and he's finally eligible to play. Obviously, transferred last year out of Akron, went to Butler, and transferred out of Butler back to Akron, but this is a huge, huge return for Akron as they're 5-3. They're facing Northern Kentucky tomorrow. But 2 years ago, he was an All-MAC performer, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists. 2 years ago and at Butler last year, did not have the best season, 6.5 points, 3 rebounds, 1.5 assists as a starter for them. But what are your thoughts on Ali winning his appeal and a quarter into the season? What do you think?
Yeah. It's like the first one appeal of the year I've seen. Everyone's getting denied of waivers, it seems. And Ali to get one that's big for this Akron team. So, yeah, I think it's a great addition. Akron probably back up in the race now for the MAC. I don't even know who is going to win the MAC this year. I thought it would be, obviously, either Kent State, Akron, and Toledo. But, yeah, that's really big for Akron getting him back. And I just want to look at the MAC standings real quick. Yeah, I mean, it looks really close. I know conference play hasn't started yet for the MAC, but Ball State's currently, I guess, in the lead at 7-2, but they haven't really played anyone that good. So, yeah, it should be up in the air. But Toledo is actually 4-4 in the year, but Akron 5-3 now with Ali. That's huge. Kent State 6-3. A lot of teams are doing pretty well besides Buffalo, who we talked about last episode. But, yeah, shout out to the MAC. That's a big addition. So, huge shout out to Ali.
Yeah. And I guess I'll go on Wednesday's games.
All right. You want take it. No, you can take it. I need to.
Number three. Stars. Yeah. Number three, Houston. They kill Rice 75-39. And next up, another Big East, Big 12 battle. We had number 8 Marquette hosting number 12 Texas. And you could hook those horns right down because Marquette absolutely dominated start to finish. 86-65 was the final score in Marquette's favor. Number 13, Colorado State. They remain undefeated in a close game.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think it was going to be close at all. I predicted it was going to be a 13-point game. Or was it? It was either 13 or 9. But that being said, they only won by 10. So I'm going to credit myself. And then Miami, number 15, Miami. They kill Long Island University. Number 21, Texas A&M. They killed DePaul by 25. I know you have some words to say that as well.
Yep.
But hey, man, cheer up. Number 24, Clemson. They defeat your rivals, South Carolina, only by 5. So South Carolina, maybe a lot more competitive than we did this year heading into SEC play. And I know you have a story time about waiting to get in. You can tell that when we get to the Clemson game. Let's go down the list first.
Sure. Yes. Houston number three looks dominant. Very big performance defensively. Only holding Rice to 39. Very impressive stuff for Houston. I also, and speaking of Big 12, I forgot to add Houston to that conversation and BYU. So, the Big 12 is just great. BYU, Houston, and Cincinnati, the three additions, but besides UCF, those three are all looking very solid thus far. So, you know, the Big 12 is going to be a bloodbath. I cannot wait to see what happens. Speaking of which, Houston plays A&M next week. We'll cover that next week, but I just wanted to put it on the radar. Marquette looks very good. Texas, I don't know what happened. Shaka Smart's revenge, I guess, worked. So shout out to Shaka. Max Asmus looked good, at least for Texas. But Tyler Kulik, 28-8-6. Good stuff for Marquette. Texas back to the drawing board. They'll probably remain ranked, maybe, but it'd definitely be a 23-24-25 in the ranking. Colorado State, great win. Shout out to Tommy Bruner. We talked about him a couple episodes ago as a player of the week. He looked very good again, 28-8 against the top 13 team in the nation. Very good stuff. Miami game, you expected it. Shout out Norchad Omir, he looked pretty good. DePaul, I'm very disappointed. They lost very badly. They were down 32 at halftime, and they lost by 25. So, yeah, that's good. Shout out to DePaul. The Clemson game, here's the story. I was going to go to the game. So excited to go. I had to pick up my friend. Let's say at 7:15, we get there like 7:30. I'm like, all right, this is fine. We got like 30 minutes before the game. No way it sells out, right? Next thing I know, waiting in line, there's a huge line. And then next thing I know, getting closer to the door to get in, I hear a bell ring. And then I hear a bunch of booing. And I was like, what's going on? And then everyone started walking away from the gate. I go, what happened? They go, full admission. I go, what? Full admission? So, lesson learned. I guess I got to show up earlier to a Clemson game. I guess an hour early. I mean, that was an in-state rivalry game, so maybe that's why it was packed. But anyways, I did watch the game on TV alongside the Marquette-Texas game. But surely, you know, I turned the Texas game off once I saw that they were getting smoked. But, yeah, that Clemson game was fantastic. Really good game. Micah Johnson looked very good for South Carolina. I believe he had 5 threes or maybe 6, but he was looking very good. Clemson only scored 23 points in the first half, but they erupted in the second half in a masterclass from Ian Shefflin. He looked fantastic. Shout out to the chef, man. Clemson's clicking on all cylinders. Huge win, huge comeback win. 8-0 now, so we move. And they got a very big game this upcoming weekend against TCU. So I'm hoping they can pull that one out. They play TCU and Memphis next week. I actually play TCU tomorrow, so we'll cover that game today. And Memphis is next week, so we'll cover that.
You're going to that game?
No, I don't know where it is. It's not here. It's not here. Where is it? It's in Ontario, Canada, or Toronto, Canada. So, yeah, I'm not going.
Man, I have a question for you, Clemson student.
Yes.
Obviously, you guys are known for your football, right? But your football team has been struggling lately.
Yes, we have.
Your basketball team has exceeded expectations as of late. Are you ready, as a Clemson student yourself, are you ready to call Clemson a basketball school?
This year, yeah. I'm all for it this year. Absolutely a basketball school. Or anything but a football school. Our soccer team did very well. Don't know about volleyball. Don't know about a couple other sports. But definitely a basketball school at the moment. That's for sure. So shout out to Clemson besides football. So, yeah. Other notable games from Wednesday. I want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Winston Tabbs, 38 points for Morgan State.
He's been really good.
Yeah, he has been really good. So shout out to him.
And he's got another year of eligibility left here too. So
come back to BC, man. We miss you.
No.
other notable games.
I have one on my mind.
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have a notable game on my mind. I don't know if you're going to steal it from me.
I was going to talk about the Maryland-Penn State game.
Oh, okay. You do that.
Yes. Maryland-Penn State, the Big Ten matchup. It was a great game. Went to OT. And Maryland gets the job done. Julian Reese and Jameer Young both pop out. So shout out to Maryland for getting the win. I want to give a shout out to Wake Forest as well. Very dominant performance at home against Rutgers. Rutgers does not look very good right now. 5-3 on the year. Wake Forest looked very good. A really new, really formed Wake Forest team, but they looked very good. And I'll let you get your shout out. Oh, I know what it's going to be. Yep.
You think so?
The Bryan Bulldogs, huh?
Nope. It is UNC Greensboro and Eastern Kentucky. Okay. And the team went into OT. The final score, 87-85. But it was the final shot. The final shot is the reason why it's getting a shout-out. Kobe Langley. Obviously, we know all the Langley brothers. All three of them have gone to UNC Greensboro. And there's obviously who's the older one that just graduated? Cameron Langley. He was the assist leader of college basketball way back in the day. But, yeah, he's got two brothers left, both playing at UNC Greensboro. And obviously, Kobe hit the game-winning buzzer beater in OT to send UNC Greensboro to 7-1. And how about them at 7-1? You think they have a shot at the SoCon this year?
Absolutely. Did they play Wednesday?
No, they played Thursday. My fault.
So you're jumping the gun. Okay, that's cool. But yeah, they definitely have a shot. I mean, the SoCon, it's up in the air. I mean, Furman's obviously a front runner. I'd say UNC Greensboro is right up there as well. So yeah, those are probably the two teams. I don't know what Chattanooga is looking like this year. I really don't know.
Also, last episode, I did Western Carolina.
They lost. They lost Tuesday pretty badly. But I don't know. And then Samford, I think Samford will be still up there as well. I think they're always a pretty good team. So, yeah, I mean, UNC Greensboro definitely has a shot. So we will see what happens. One more shout out for Wednesday. It was the Arizona State SMU game, a really good game. SMU held their own. They were up 4 at halftime, and then Arizona State flipped the script, and they won by 2. For those of you that do like to bet, SMU hit a buzzer beater 3 to cover the spread. So shout out to SMU.
That is awful because if you look, we are starting back up our RTM bets pages, and my play was Arizona State. 2.5.
I saw guys on the court side. They like put their hands up. I love it. So yeah, we gotta get back on that today. You'll probably see that once we conclude this episode. But yeah, let's go to Thursday. I'll let you do the. Oh, there was no top 25 Thursday. That's right.
We'll go to Saturday. You know what? We'll jump the gun even more.
There's no games for today.
We'll start the weekend slate.
Yes.
We'll start off with the Saturday because there are no games today. Or there are games, but
not relevant.
None of them that are worth covering. So let's start off 11:30 a.m. Hopefully I'll be up. But if I'm not, I'll be watching highlights. Mississippi State versus Tulane in the holiday Hoopsgiving. Love that name. And love these two teams playing. Love these two coaches. Who do you have in this one?
Holiday Hoopsgiving, 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. I love it. But, yeah, I mean, both these teams are pretty solid. I mean, Mississippi State, I don't think they've played since the Southern loss. They haven't. Two straight losses for Mississippi State against Georgia Tech, who is a notable loss considering Georgia Tech beat Duke and Southern, which is a very bad loss. And then Tulane coming in here, 6-1. Who is their loss to? I do not know.
I think I know.
Yeah. It makes sense now that I see it. But
give me the conference.
MVC.
Oh my god. It's right there.
Or is it OVC? Wait. It might be the OVC. No, Powell's right, it is the MVC.
I have it.
You mentioned them a couple episodes ago. The team that was on the rise.
Oh my god.
They are 0-2 in MVC play though, so not the best start, but anyways.
Is it Bradley?
It is Bradley.
There we go.
But anyways, for this game, I will be picking Mississippi State. Even though they have two back-to-back losses, I think they'll bounce back against Tulane. Should be a very close game, though.
Yeah. I think I'm taking Mississippi State as well. I think Tulane's zone, obviously Ron Hunter, the king of zones, obviously. But now he's the king of zones. You can say he's the king of zones, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I was just 5 years ahead of the statement. But hey, now I can say Ron Hunter, king of zones. But yeah, I got Mississippi State in this one, and I think they need Tulu Smith badly, especially I heard he's ahead of his recovery, and he's going to be back way sooner than expected. But they need him, man. You could tell. I mean, Jimmy Bell Jr., he's done a terrific job. He's averaging a double-double, but I think Tulu Smith just gives him another like, he elevates the offense to another dynamic.
Absolutely. And we go to noon, and look who has another ranked opponent. It's Arkansas Pine Bluff. They lost to Gonzaga by 40, as we recently mentioned earlier. They go to number 5, UConn, in Storrs, Connecticut. What's the point count?
You know, I respect them. You know, they're playing a tough non-conference schedule. Yeah, you know, they're getting ready for their conference play, and they're also making a couple thousand bucks on the side, obviously, as well. I got UConn. Let's go with a point guard here. I'm going to go. I think they improve. I think they're going to go. I'm going to go 32.
Wow. I do not agree. I think they get worse. I'm going to go with a 42-point win for UConn.
Interesting. And
same, honestly, but yeah.
Top 25 matchup with a lot of poor implications, in my opinion. And Illinois, they face their second top 25 team this week. They're 1-0, obviously. They take on number 17, Tennessee, in Knoxville. Who do you have?
Yeah, this is a good game. If this game was neutral, I'd probably take Illinois. But since it is in Knoxville, I'm going to be taking Tennessee. They need a win. I think they get it done, but that should be a very close game. I think Tennessee wins it by a possession or so.
Give me Illinois. They look good. Really? Yeah, I mean, I'm skeptical about Tennessee this year, man. I mean, I chose them to lose to George Mason. And
yeah, I don't know why you did that.
I'm just super skeptical about them this year. Like, I'm genuinely, like, I'm a huge Tennessee fan. And every year I have my they get my expectations so high in the SEC tournament by making the final or just winning it outright. And I'm just like, yeah, they're peaking at the right time. You know, I kind of want them to like peak like
at the end of the year.
Yeah. Like I want them to lose every game, you know,
like an A&M run.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully they will. Yeah. They won't be underseeded, but
fair enough.
This is just a year where I'm just like, I'm chilling out on Tennessee this year. This is the year I'm just chilling out. I may choose them to lose first round. And all of a sudden, they're going to shock me and make it to the Final Four.
That's like me in Texas this year. I totally understand.
It's going to be that type of year.
I understand. Yes, so you picked Illinois. I picked Tennessee. We stay at 12, though. We go to the Malone's Classic. And this game is in Philly. Mind you that. It is number 16, Kentucky, taking on Penn, a team who has home court advantage and have beaten Villanova already on the year. So, who do you have?
I don't think it matters. Penn isn't – their rivals are not Kentucky. I mean, their rivals are Villanova, not Kentucky. So, give me Kentucky.
Why does it say that Kentucky is the home team? I do not understand that. But, yeah, you're right. I'll take Kentucky as well. But I think it'll be a little bit closer than expected.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go to 130. We'll go to the Hall of Fame series in Toronto. I believe that is where Clemson's going to be playing. So number 4, Purdue, taking on Alabama on a neutral court site in Canada. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, should be a good game. I think Clemson's also in this little series. But yeah, I'm taking Purdue. Bama has not looked very good this year. Very underwhelming thus far. I'm going to be taking Purdue.
Yeah, and I just thought about this. There's one man in this whole event that has home court advantage, and that is none other than Zach Edey. He's going home.
Oh, and, wow.
It's going to be Purdue is winning this game for him.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we go to 2 o'clock. We got a number 10 Creighton at home in Omaha taking on Central Michigan. Point count.
You're going to be creating by 54.
54?
They look dominant. I watched that whole Nebraska Creighton.
They look very good. I agree. I got Creighton by 42.
And we'll stay at 2. We'll go to the mid-major ranks. We'll go with Liberty hosting Grand Canyon. Should be a great, great game. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, fantastic game indeed. Grant Cann off a high horse beating San Diego State, as we saw. But they are on the road in Lynchburg, Virginia. I think Liberty wins this game at home.
I'm taking Grand Canyon. I think they're peaking right now.
Definitely.
I like that win a lot. I really did. And I think they're going to beat Liberty. Although, I think it's an even matchup, especially with Liberty at home.
Agreed. But, yeah, it'll definitely be a good game for mid-majors. 2 o'clock, the other half of the holiday Hoopsgiving. It is Auburn sitting at 5-2 right now, taking on Indiana, who is 7-1, who could potentially be ranked come Monday. We shall see. Your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, both teams. I'm not too high on neither of these teams this year, but if I had to choose, give me Indiana outlasting Auburn in this one.
Definitely agree. Well, I'm not too high on either of these teams either. Indiana has been dealing with injuries, though, already, which is nuts. But I still think they won this game.
Yeah, and we could have a potential point count, but it's 22 Duke taking on Charlotte. Charlotte looked all right. Who do you have in this one?
Charlotte has looked all right, but this game is at Cameron. So I'm taking Duke. You want to do a point count or no?
To you.
I'll take Duke by 22.
I actually agree with that.
Thank you. All right, 3 o'clock. We go to number 12, Texas, taking on Houston Christian. I think this one deserves a point count. Your thoughts?
No, it's Texas by 34.
Texas by 35.
Sorry, I had to get some water. But 3:15, we have another tilt. It is the number one team, Arizona. They're hosting number 23, the Badgers of Wisconsin. Who do you have in this one?
Ooh, I like that game. Oh, wow. Dang, Wisconsin's going through a little gauntlet, eh? Marquette, Michigan State, and now Arizona. Ooh, I would love to pick the Badgers. I would love to pick the Badgers. But I can't. I have to pick Arizona. I think it'll be a very close game, though. But I can't pick the Badgers. They are peaking right now. I agree. But Arizona's the number one team in the nation for a reason. But I could definitely see an upset. But I'm going to take Arizona to be safe.
I'm picking Arizona. I don't think there's not much thought about it for me. I mean,
there's definitely
you have the Wisconsin bias, but
I beat Marquette. I mean, I don't know. They already beat Marquette on the year. I think they're a pretty solid team.
I think they're solid, but I think Arizona's floor is just so high. But all ceilings also just so high.
I agree. But yeah.
Glad we agree.
All right. Go to 4. Need a point count. It is number 3, Houston, taking on Jackson State. No, Deion Sanders is not here. Had to put it in. What's your thoughts? Point count.
I mean, Jackson State did go beat Missouri in Missouri.
That is true.
I don't think it matters. Houston by 42.
I like Houston by 42 as well.
Good.
It's been my number today. I picked 42 3 times now. Just my thoughts, but.
And another test for Oklahoma, 19th ranked Oklahoma. They will take on the must bus in Arkansas, obviously in Norman. Who do you have in this one?
Game is in Tulsa.
Is it? It's in Tulsa. Yeah.
BOK Center, which is interesting. That's the first thing I saw. I was very interested with that. And because of that, I'm going to pick Arkansas to win this game.
Yeah. I'm going to still call Oklahoma fraudulent. If they win this game, then I'll call them legit. I think they got to – this is probably their two-game audition. They got to pass the eye test for me. So right now I'm picking Arkansas. But if they do win or if they keep it close, if they pass the eye test for me, I'm going to say, yeah, they're definitely a Big 12 contender. But right now I'm still not sold.
Definitely agree. Speaking of the Big 12, TCU and number 24, Clemson in the Hall of Fame Series, Toronto, the second game of that. Who do you got?
You're going to be mad, aren't you?
Yeah. Two undefeateds, two of the last, like, 12, no. I think.
Fun fact, 6 of the 12 undefeated teams are Big 12 teams.
Wow.
Yeah, just a fun fact. Give me TCU.
Wow. I'm taking Clemson.
You don't have much to say, do you?
No, it's always Clemson.
You're disappointed in me, aren't you?
Yeah, but I understand it.
And we'll go to 5 o'clock. We got the Jack Jones Classic. What a name for a multi-team event. But we got Santa Clara taking on New Mexico, and New Mexico absolutely killed UC Santa Barbara. Healthy UC Santa Barbara. Without Jamal Mashburn. And Donovan Dent has been a huge surprise. He looks like one of the top guards in college basketball, and he's also just rising in NBA draft rankings as well. But who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Dent's looking very good. And do you think Mashburn will play in this game?
I think he's going to be questioned. He's definitely a game-time decision.
Yeah, definitely. I think regardless if he plays or not, I'm still going to take New Mexico. This team looks very hot right now, 8-1 of the year. They have a good shot in the Mountain West. I mean, the Mountain West still looks very good. Colorado State, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah State. And Boise State and San Diego State are still down there too. I mean, come on. The Mountain West is still here, man. I'm definitely taking New Mexico, but I think it will be a very close game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a four-bid Mountain West for the third straight year, and I love that. I love that, man. I'm taking New Mexico as well.
Definitely agree. 5-15, we got number two, Kansas, without Hunter Dickinson. For those who did not see, Dickinson is out 3 games due to suspension. So that's a key loss. And who they take on?
True?
What?
Are you sure that's true?
Was it not true?
That was a burner account, bro. I texted you.
Oh, what? Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. You got ball sacked.
Oops.
No, All right, let's just.
Oh, that's why you said burner. I thought you were talking about Tommy Burner from.
Oh my God, man! I'm taking Kansas. There's no if Dickinson.
Oh, John Blofstein. Oh, come on! Are you kidding me?
Come on! I'm taking Kansas. Okay.
I apologize. Hunter Dickinson's playing. I'm taking Kansas.
And I'm not going over this Big Ten game. It's not worth mentioning. It's Penn State, Ohio State, but Penn State's kind of icky this year. But we'll have to cover this one at 6:30. 13, Colorado State, your Rams, they're taking on. They're hosting St. Mary's. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about St. Mary's last episode, but I can still see St. Mary's coming in here and winning this game. But as you know, I'm growing with the Rams, as always. Go Rams.
St. Mary's is a Final Four team. They're going to show it in Fort Collins. Is it? No, is it? Is it?
Yeah, Fort Collins. Fort
Collins, right? They're going on the road. Colorado State will no longer be undefeated.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but we shall see. 6:30, we got a battle of Cincinnati. I love this usually every year. But it's not looking too great this year because Xavier is 4-5 on the year, which is very disappointing. They have lost 3 straight games to Oakland, Houston, and Delaware. So that's not great. They take on, obviously, Cincinnati, who is 7-0 right now. Your thoughts on this game? It is a rivalry game, so you know anything could happen.
Yeah, just letting you know, we do have 5 minutes left.
What?
Going by. But – I'm taking Cincinnati here. They're looking solid. I mean, they haven't really played anyone of significance, but I like them against Xavier. They're heading into this game with a lot of confidence.
I think Xavier wins this game, gets their season back on track.
Nice. And we got another rivalry matchup. We got Utah taking on 14 BYU. Who do you have in this one?
Great game. Definitely an upset alert for BYU's sake. I'm still going to take BYU. I think it will be a very close game, though.
Yeah, I'm taking BYU. They passed the eye test for me. Same with Utah, but BYU's pretty good.
Definitely agree. Number 18, James Madison, going to Old Dominion. Your thoughts?
James Madison. I'll give you a point count. 27.
Yeah, I like 25, yeah.
All right, and sticking with 7 o'clock, running out of time. Two blue bloods, Villanova, UCLA. Who do you have in that one?
UCLA. Nova's not very good this year, as we've seen.
Agree. UCLA.
Jack Jones Classic, Nevada and Drake. Two very good mid-major teams. Who do you have?
Yeah, for a event I've never heard of, they got four pretty solid teams playing in it. Give me Nevada here. I like the Mountain West. I like both these. I like Nevada a little more.
I do too. But I'm going to take Drake. I think Drake is a very gutsy team, but that should be a fantastic game to watch. I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm. And we got
it's not broadcasted though. Oh goodness, Jack Jones Classic. Anyways,
we got the Garden State Showcase. Two teams of Jersey, both 5-3, both somewhat struggling. Seton Hall and Rutgers. Who do you have? And we forgot the most important news of the day. Dylan Harper.
Oh yeah.
The number two. Well, that's our news. Dylan Harper, the number two recruit of 2023, has committed to Rutgers. What are your thoughts? Chosen over Duke, Kansas, UConn.
Yeah. Huge. Huge for Rutgers. They now have Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper next year. Goodness. Yeah, so they'll be good next year. Very excited for that duo. In terms of this game today, or tomorrow, I should say, I'm taking Seton Hall.
What? You're crazy. Yeah. No, Rutgers is winning that one.
All right. We'll see. 9 o'clock, number eight Marquette, taking on Notre Dame. Point count.
Marquette by 33.
I like it. Marquette by 33.
And then last, but nope, right. Second to last, 25 San Diego State. They look to bounce back against UC Irvine. Do you have them bouncing back against UC Irvine?
No. I think UC Irvine wins this game. The Aztecs are frauds.
I may have to agree with you. I will agree with you on that one, actually. I like UC Irvine coming in and spoiling San Diego State's chances.
Agreed. Number seven, Gonzaga, going to Washington. Your thoughts?
Gonzaga, I'll give you a point count. 17.
I like that. Gonzaga by 17.
Yep. And we will rapid fire on Sunday.
Not much.
But we'll go with Colorado and Miami at 2 o'clock. Who do you have in that one?
I got Miami. They look very good. Colorado, interesting team, but I don't think they got time Sunday.
Yeah, give me Miami as well.
Great game of four. Number 21, Texas A&M taking on Memphis. What do you got?
I'll have Texas A&M. Texas A&M. I'm not a Memphis fan. I've never been a Memphis fan. So, yeah.
I'll take A&M, but it will be a very close game.
And the last game of Sunday, I guess, will Ole Miss, one of the last undefeated teams remaining. They'll take on UCF. Who do you have in that one?
Chris Beard's done a great job at Ole Miss. I got Ole Miss winning that game.
I have Ole Miss as well, actually.
Well, there you go. That is all we got for the slate. Fantastic games tomorrow and Sunday. Get your popcorn, as always. Can't wait. It's going to be a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. But that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in. Any bonus bets before it cuts off?
We'll post them on RTM bets.
All right, I'll say one right now. Oakland -5.5 on the road against Eastern Michigan. That's for the listeners only. Have a good one.